We're talking about the reuse of reclaimed water as a viable option for providing Tampa with a sustainable supply of potable water. And in order for that to happen, two things have to happen. One is it has to be safe, and the other is the public has to perceive it as safe.
However ironic it may be for a metropolitan area surrounded by water to lack it, the consensus is in. Tampa Bay is running out of water, and the city will be considering the option of using highly treated effluent as one component of its domestic water supply, a method many are calling toilet to tap. USF Assistant Professor Jeff Cunningham.
This phrase toilet to tap is used sometimes. Does the term make sense? Is toilet to tap an accurate name for what we're talking about here? And I'd say not really, because we're not really going from toilet to tap. What we're really doing is we're going from toilet to treatment to environment to more treatment to tap. Doesn't have quite the same ring to it though, does it?
No, it does not. From toilet to treatment to environment to more treatment to tap. So, is it safe?
Here's the good news. I can answer this question for you in one word. Maybe. Why maybe? Houston, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Louisville. What do they all have in common? They're all drinking water that used to be in somebody else's toilet. I lived in Houston for 4 years. I was drinking water that used to be in Dallas's toilet for the 4 years that I lived in Houston. So we do it already. And that's sometimes called unplanned indirect potable reuse. It's coming from the upstream homes. In the case of Texas, it's going from the Dallas homes into the Trinity River. First it goes through wastewater treatment in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, then into the Trinity River, floats downstream into Lake Livingston, where Houston pulls it out, treats it some more, and then sends it to our home, and so we drink it. It's potable reuse because we're drinking it. It's indirect because it goes through the environment. It's not going straight from the wastewater plant to the drinking water plant. It has some residence time in the environment in between. And it's unplanned because the city of Houston didn't set out to say, well, let's be sure that we drink water that used to be in Dallas's toilets. So they said, let's take water out of the Trinity River. And they weren't planning for the fact that it was reuse. What we're talking about potentially doing in here in Tampa would be planned indirect potable reuse, which means instead of drinking somebody else's toilet water, we'd be drinking our own.
Yum, sounds appetizing. From finding trace amounts of virus-like particles and heavy metals in our reuse to the feminization of fish, one thing is certain, there's more research to be done. There will be a follow-up workshop to last night's forum, which will cover the positive and negative effects of water reuse on Tampa Bay. The event has not yet been announced. Go to WMNF.org/news for more information. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Rob Piccirillo.